For generations, most Australians have hugged the coastlines and major capital cities, and investment has followed. But the pandemic could prompt a major facelift for regional centres around the country. There's a surge in city dwellers moving and staying in regional centres, and it's forcing policymakers to rethink plans for schools, hospitals and transport. But as David Taylor reports, the shift is coming at a big cost for some communities and businesses.
Tired of city life in Melbourne and able to work remotely, John Hamilton and his family moved to Rutherglen on the Victorian-New South Wales border. Standing on his deck at home, he surveys the view.
Yeah, I'm just walking outside and it's beautiful here today. And I'm just, weather's lovely, nice and warm. I'm looking out towards the Australian Alps and I can just make out the snow.
Amid a pandemic which throws up a lot of uncertainty and anxiety, country life, he says, ensures easy movement and some certainty.
There's no traffic, you know people, you know exactly how long it's going to take you, say to drive from where we live in Rutherglen to drive into Albury, you know it's going to take exactly half an hour.
According to the Regional Australia Institute's June Quarter Regional Movers Index released today, the number of people moving from capital cities to regional areas surged 11% compared with a year ago. But some Victorian centres like Mansfield and Corangamite saw massive population increases. The Institute's chief economist, Kim Horton, says there's nothing new about a tree change, but the past 18 months has seen an acceleration in regional populations.
I think we are. We're starting to see this happening. People are voting with their feet, and we're starting to see those flows increase. There's no doubt about that.
According to the Institute's research, record capital city property price growth and flexible working arrangements, including the ability to work from home, is giving city dwellers good reason to move into the regions. Dr. Horton says the phenomenon is already producing a major shift in the type of workers that populate regional towns.
So the vast majority of jobs that are currently on offer in regions are for people with Certificate 3, Certificate 4 and above. So we're looking at, and on top of that, apprenticeships, traineeships, and then the professionals.
Infrastructure Australia is an independent body that advises the government every 5 years on areas of Australia that could do with a bit of a spruce up. Its latest wish list devoted, for the first time, a whole chapter to regional investment suggestions. The report's co-author, Peter Colicino, says if local, state and federal governments act on the 29 recommendations, regional Australia could see many more schools, hospitals, industries and improved transport.
We've seen an increased focus from all levels of government on understanding population movement. And in some ways, the timing of COVID was fortunate with the Centre for Population in the Australian Treasury having been created and that new capability within the Australian government to understand population shifts.
But the private sector is already onto the tree change, says Dr. Horton.
Not so much in science and tech, that's still highly concentrated in the cities, IT to some degree, but it's primarily in those high-value services, so education, health, business services, legal accounting, those sort of business and professional services.
Rutherglen resident John Hamilton says he's seeing evidence of new money and investment into his town.
I'm seeing evidence of people moving to the region and of people starting new businesses, and the whole area is generally progressing.
But does this mass movement of people come at a cost? Well, the Small Business Council's Alexi Boyd says capital city CBD small businesses, already struggling to break even, are losing more trade and staff to regional centres.
What we're hearing at the moment is that a lot of businesses have just got everything on mothballed. They're not making decisions about their businesses because they don't know what to expect in the next couple of months, let alone the next 6 to 12 months.
And Infrastructure Australia's Peter Colicino says while the governmental planning process has shifted towards the bush, it's a time to see what's desperately needed in rural and remote areas of the country.
There is a disparity in terms of access to infrastructure between our largest cities and our rural and remote communities. And in fact, what we often see is minimum service levels are not provided in rural and remote communities. So that's the really small end of Australia's settlements.
The research also shows regional residents are choosing to stay put, and the huge demand for housing is producing one of the biggest lifts in property prices the regions have seen.
Business reporter David Taylor.